I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Welcome to David's Place, starring David Seven, Trexel Geisman, and Hartrow Pilts.
Thank you.
David's Place is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Okay, so that's one slurry muffin, two slurry cupcakes, one slurricino, one slurry held the slurry, and a tea, which is also just slurry.
Delicious currency, and such a generous tip.
Much obliged, Angry Jim. Have a great day.
What a wonderful conversationalist he is.
Oh well, you know, you get used to him. I wonder what keeps him so furious.
I don't imagine you tried asking him.
Oh, I did, but all I got was...
I don't know what I expected.
Barkeep! Barkeep, keeper of the bar, guardian of the fluid, I require your assistance, for I'm a fancy lad and a complete stranger.
Oh, why, hello there. Welcome to David's Place, the place where the Davids are.
Are what?
No, that's it. Apostrophes have been banned for being a...
Just too damn confusing.
Yeah, so that means there's multiple Davids, even though there's only one me and where the Davids is just sounded weird. Anyways, it's not important. How may I help you today? Can I perhaps interest you in our special boxed slurry?
Oh, why, yes. A non-alcoholic, completely alcohol-free slurry with no alcohol in it at all. My favourite. One of those, my good clone.
Coming right up.
And now for the space cats ingeniously hidden in my trouser legs.
Oh boy, let's see how this plays out.
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay, here we are. Oh no! Where did all these space cats come from?
Aha! Busted bio buddy bat. Hey, no, boo to you. Boo, shut up all of you. This is Trexel's time. I, Trexel Geisman, have discovered a clear health and safety violation in this stupid cafe.
What?
Exactly. Disguised as my dastardly alter ego, Gexel Treistman, Stellafirma's prime food hygiene inspector, I have identified a clear hygiene issue right here in the middle of this terrible dump.
Wait.
And now, because I'm so good at my job, I'm going to write you up to the board, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No. Trexel, we're supposed to be laying low. You work here. You're the plunger.
I plunge, aren't? No, David, I gave that life up. You know, hospitality life isn't for me. I need something more creative, something important, something with meaning. Also, the water made my fingers go wrinkly and I didn't like it. I have the fingers of an old man, David. Old man fingers, David!
Fine, whatever, but you still can't write me up. If anyone finds out we're here, we'll be in so much trouble. Who knows what they'll do to us?
Can't be worse than this culinary embarrassment.
Sorry, David. I know it's painful to be called out for your failures, but rules are rules. God forbid I ever break one of their rules.
But you've never followed a rule in your life.
That's as maybe, but I'm pretty sure they'll give me a shiny gold sticker. It's got a happy little face on it.
Well, hello, David's Place. Please. Oh, you're too kind.
I'm Hacho. Everyone loves my special guest appearance, you stupid tool.
Shut up, Trexel.
Hacho, oh, thank Bord you're here. I'm in a bit of a sticky situation.
Oh, really? And does it have anything to do with the space cats on the ceiling?
Sort of. Trexel's going to report me for a hygiene... Wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be hiding from you?
Oh, sweet. Foolish David Seven. I'm a special guest appearance. My place in the continuity is ambiguous at best.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose that's okay then. Well, Trexel's gonna report my cafe and blow our cover for a sticker.
It has a happy face, Hacho. A happy little face that doesn't judge. It just smiles at you, saying, "You're okay now, Trexel. No one can hurt you now, Trexel. How about a little bit of gin, Trexel? You like a little bit of gin, don't you, Trexel? How about a bootful of rum then, Trexel? Yes, that's right. Get it down, you."
Right. Yes, I can see the problem, David. Fortunately, I think I have just the thing.
You do?
Yes. Well, in my craft briefcase, I've got some... Now let me see. Some glitter. Some coloured cray paper. Sticky back plastic. Some safety scissors.
Ah, oh, I wanted danger scissors.
Ribbon. And few felt tip pens. Oh, perfect.
So what are we going to do with those?
Come on, try and keep up.
We're going to make stickers, of course. Then Trexel can have a shiny sticker all for himself, and nobody needs to be reported to anyone.
Yay! Stickers.
So, Trexel, if you're the health inspector, then why did you disguise yourself?
Oh yes. Well, you know, David, it wasted an afternoon, didn't it?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Bow down to King Trexel of the Tape, the Sticky Monarch, the Glue Goose, Honk Honk, I say.
Trexel, please let us out. Come on, Trexel. We'll do a bow to you.
No, you are a traitor in my court. You stole all of the silver glitter.
David, can't you just, you know, and just break out.
No, he stuck me to the chalkboard and it took me ages to draw the logo. If I break out, I'll smash it.
Fine. Trexel.
Nah, come here, you floating bat.
Trexel, stop trying to fight the space cats and let us go.
What do you request of your stucken lord, subject?
Look, if you just let us go, if you let us go, I'll give you my sticker book.
You had a sticker book? Why did you get us all doing crafts? Something like this was obviously going to happen.
I just thought it would be nice to do some crafts. I always bring things pre-crafted, and I thought I could... Oh, it doesn't matter. Just let us go, Trex. Sticker King.
The Tape Tyrant has considered your offer, and yes, he will ascend to the sticker throne.
Okay. Here you go.
Oh, yes, I am the Sticker King. Moons on my knees, smiley faces on my eyes, and a star for each nipple.
Well, my cafe is covered in tape, glitter, and space cats, but at least Trexel has forgotten about that report.
The Sticker King grows not for such paltry concerns.
Yeah. So, well, thanks, Archro. Sorry we couldn't make stickers together.
Honestly, I expected things to go worse. And we all learned a lesson today, that problems are best solved with
bribery!
No, I was going to say friendship.
Lovely, lovely sticker bribery.
Oh, Trexel.
You've been watching David's Place, written and produced by David Seven, with executive producers The Board. Hail the board.
Stella Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.